Lindbergh left Long Island in 1927.
The crew aboard the space shuttle Atlantis awoke to Jimmy Buffett's Oysters and Pearls Tuesday morning before hooking up the European Space Agency's Columbus Laboratory to the International Space Station. The laboratory will allow researchers to conduct experiments in life sciences, material sciences, fluid physics, and other disciplines, all in the weightlessness of orbit.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff of Space Shuttle Atlantis as Columbus sets sail on a voyage of science to the space station.
The shuttle lifted off last week, carrying Europe's largest contribution yet to the space station. French astronaut Leopold Eihart is part of the 10-man crew sent to install the Columbus Laboratory.
This is the first time that Europe will have in space a permanent scientific laboratory which will be attached to the International Space Station.
The experiments and the strange behavior of weightless liquids could bring benefits to Earth, like better ways to clean up oil spills. In the physiology modules facility, experiment results will contribute to an increased understanding of age-related bone loss, balance disorders, and other earthly ailments. Hans Schlegel missed the first spacewalk to install the Columbus Laboratory due to illness, but was scheduled to take part in the second spacewalk on Wednesday.
Having the capability to do research in micro-G in low Earth orbit is a great chance to find new things, to move the borderline a little bit more out to the unknown.
The third and final spacewalk is scheduled for Friday for astronauts Rex Vollheim and Stan Love. The Atlantis is to return to Earth early next week. I'm Charles Collins.